My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you missed anything, go back on the free Odyssey app, get our first reaction to the Giants' loss to the Vikings yesterday at 6 a.m. You can use the podcast feature or the rewind feature. And the lines are still open. Angry Giant fans, if you want to call up and talk about it, 888-808-1019. I did want to mention, because the Giants do play them next week, and it was something interesting to me, since I've been sucked back into fantasy football, I had an interest in the Commanders-Buccaneers game yesterday, so I watched a lot of that. I watched a ton of Tom Brady in the beginning and then sort of switched over to that other game and saw almost every snap of Jaden Daniels. And the best way that I could put what I watched was weird. and the reason why, if you didn't see this game, so he's out there and he's so relaxed. Like, I don't think I could ever remember a rookie quarterback who starts out on the road looking that relaxed. But it wasn't a relaxed that made him play better. It was almost a relaxed that worked against him. The other thing that was really strange was his helmet kept popping off. So his helmet, if you look at his chin straps, he's got so much slack on his chin straps. They're not tight at all, and his helmet's popping off left and right. All right, here's the other thing. He's bailing out constantly. He's doing your classic rookie quarterback, I can run. The second that there's any pressure, he's running, and he's putting himself in positions where he could end up getting hurt. So there's that. And the other thing that's so strange is you got a wide receiver on this team that somehow throughout all the quarterback ups and downs and bad play that they've had and coaches and everything else, Terry McLaurin's been the only constant there.
Yes.
You would think the rookie quarterback would lean on Terry McLaurin. I think he gave him 2 targets the entire game.
Yeah, as a rookie, I think I got Chris Collinsworth cut in half about 19 times.
Right.
I just kept throwing the ball. I didn't even know the coverages. I just dropped back, where's 80, throw it to him. It was a weird game. But he reminds me of a young Deshaun Watson. That's what he looks like on the field.
Okay.
Tall, yeah. Thin, and incredibly fast. And, you know, that's what the rookies tend to do. They tend to fall back on that because they're not sure what they're seeing. And even though Sam Darnold talked about ghosts when he played against the Patriots with the Jets, there were no ghosts to see yesterday from the Giants defense. This kid is reacting to things that he thinks he's seeing, but he's not really sure what he's seeing.
Yeah, I mean, and did you see his demeanor? Because, like, so he's joking around with defenders on the Buccaneers. He's, like, totally calm. He's calm to the point, too, where, like, there was a couple of times they had to take timeouts when they didn't want to take timeouts. And Dan Quinn was getting annoyed with that. And
yeah, you know, but that's all going to happen with a rookie quarterback. It's going
to
be...
But usually it's like a frantic thing because it's like, I'm out here. I'm not used to this. It's the pros. And he's just sort of like, yeah. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He was as if he was playing another preseason game. Like, that's what his demeanor was like. I'm out here just playing ball. I play some ball, which could end up being great in the long run. It felt very strange.
I'm sure that, you know, adjusting to everything that's going on around him and them trying to help him, like they tried to help me and keep it simple, is probably frustrating for the players that are playing with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll go back and they'll watch the tape like they all do, and they'll see him bailing out when he shouldn't be bailing out. And they'll see guys that are wide open that he's not seeing yet. But the more I don't mind him playing because I think his personality is such that he's ready for this. Like, he's not going to be overwhelmed by this.
It didn't seem like it, no.
No, you know, like you saw him when he ran the one touchdown in, you know, he's got the touchdown celebration going and everything. Like, this is his moment. Like, he's waited for this.
Yeah.
And he's gone through, what, Arizona State, LSU. He's been through the mill. He's played a lot of football. So he's ready to go. It's just a matter of just now refining that guy and getting him to understand what they're trying to do on offense as opposed to being like electric football. You turn it on and it vibrates and everybody's running all over the place. That's what he looks like.
I mean, he never really, one time they took a big shot down the field with him, and he's got a huge arm. I expected him to do more of that. I mean, I guess you got to stand in the pocket and look down the field, which he wasn't doing.
But it's Anthony Richardson, the same thing in Indianapolis.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I believe more in the head coach there in Indianapolis and Shane Steichen's ability to be a good offensive coach for Anthony Richardson than I do Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator, and Dan Quinn, the head coach in Washington. Cliff Kingsbury, to me, is one of these guys that has, like, frauded himself into every job he's gotten. And he does not belong back in the NFL. He just doesn't. And he could very easily ruin this guy because Dan Quinn, he's a defensive guy, handed the keys over to the offense to Cliff Kingsbury. And Jaden Daniels could just be completely squashed in this league because he's got this dope as his offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Good.
I just think that the Giants better get ready for a really exciting, young, electric quarterback that can make a million mistakes, too, by the way.
So
if you are Kayvon Thibodeau and you are Brian Burns, this is the week where he may come running right to you.
I'm telling you that this is the worst opponent for the Giants to face after what just happened. Because it's a team that they usually beat, so there's actually expectations that they could win the game.
Right.
And on top of it, they've got a number two overall draft choice that's an exciting player at the quarterback position where the Giants are dealing with what they're dealing with. And it's a division team. So if you lose to them and that guy looks good and Jaden Daniels and you have another dud by Daniel Jones, that is the worst. And especially look at the schedule after that. It gets harder and harder and harder. This is the worst opponent to lose to on Sunday if they end up losing to them.
And do we remember in the offseason Hard Knocks who was talking about Jaden Daniels?
Brian Daboll.
That's right.
Loved him.
Yep.
Absolutely loved him. Dan in Morristown joins us. Going on, Dan?
Boomer and Gio, how do you do?
How do you do?
Listen, there's been a lot of talk this morning about Daniel Jones, understandably so, but I haven't been this disappointed in a week one performance in a long time, even 40-0 last year. And when I was driving home yesterday in the fourth quarter, which I shouldn't be doing on week one during the 100th celebration, Carl Banks said this twice. He said one team was clearly preseason ready and one team was clearly regular season ready. I mean, how damning is that? to listen to Carl Banks, the Giants legend, on this day in week one say that.
Yeah, I mean, and that is a shot directly at the coaching staff, obviously, when Carl was saying that.
You got to give Carl credit for saying that.
For sure, especially getting, you know, paychecks from the Giants and everything.
Carl Banks, a.k.a. your bathroom coordinator.
Yeah, Dan, I mean, it is alarming. I really think that Brian Daboll is a good coach, but it's impossible to defend what happened yesterday. Absolutely impossible. And there's only so much that you can say is Daniel Jones' fault. I mean, there was also, I mean, how many times did we talk about in the preseason Brian Daboll taking over play calling, them being more aggressive down the field, and you saw none of that
but
yesterday.
But the quarterback's not going to throw it downfield when he's supposed to throw it downfield. You know, here's the thing. If you throw the ball down the sideline and you got one-on-one and it's Malik Nabers against a cornerback, and the cornerback goes up and makes a great play, or, you know, it's a back shoulder throw and Malik Nabers drops it. You know, that's not the quarterback. The quarterback is, you know, doing what he's supposed to do and trying to go and give your wide receiver an opportunity to go make a play. You know, I don't know how many times coaches say that. If you see you got this one-on-one player, this is where you got to go. But, you know, it's up to the quarterback to put it in the sphere where the wide receiver can actually make a play. He can't underthrow it. Unless you back shoulder throw it on purpose and you've worked on that. But I would just say that we didn't see any of that yesterday. That doesn't mean the plays weren't called.
Well, he did, and Daboll said that, and that cut that Jerry played last hour. He said, they were there, we called them, but it just didn't happen. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's go to Tim on Staten Island. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I listen every day.
Thanks, Tim. What's happening, brother?
I'm a huge Giant fan. I've hated Daniel Jones since day one. Everybody defends him. We're on year six of this. It's like a blind liberal defending Joe Biden. Well, yesterday was like the debate. Yesterday was like the debate, and now you got to put him out to pasture. He's done. I'm done. I never want to see him again. He stinks.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that there is a chance, and I detailed this at 6 o'clock. I think it is easier to make a snap judgment decision and sit Daniel Jones in week two in the scenario that they are in than there's ever has been for a couple of reasons. We're in year six of Daniel Jones. So this is not a guy you got to worry about ruining his confidence or a rookie or whatever. This is year six. Also, he's coming off a massive ACL tear. And clearly, he, you know, you want to talk about him stinking? Yes, but there's also a physical component here. It did not look like he was ready to come back. Plus, you have extra evidence in Kirk Cousins, who had an Achilles injury. He didn't look like he was ready to come back yesterday either, which makes me think about tonight a little bit, by the way.
Yes, exactly, with Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers hurt his Achilles before Kirk Cousins hurt
his. He did. And Daniel Jones ruptured his ACL.
And Aaron Rodgers had that special surgery.
Speed bridge.
Yeah.
So all of that. But you can, if you're Brian Daboll, go back, you left it open, look at the tape and say, Daniel's not ready, he's not back yet from the injury, this was really bad, we can try to go back to him in a couple of weeks, but we're starting Drew in week two, and I don't think that there's anything negative that's going to come out of that. I really don't. I mean, Drew Lock, for whatever he is, which is a backup quarterback who is not going to be a consistent starter, probably not ever again in the NFL, the one thing he has is he's got energy and he's got the thing that Daniel Jones doesn't have, which is that he's bopping around, he's slapping people's hands on the sidelines, he's singing songs, he's clapping when he gets to the hole. You'll at least have that from Drew Lock. So maybe they do. Maybe they do what we thought would be the unthinkable and bench Daniel Jones after one game. Because, I mean, the formula is there.
It's a good thing Joe Shane doesn't listen to talk radio.
Yeah. Well, we did tell him to listen to us.
Yeah, I know.
Today's not the day.
Don't listen to us today.
Today's not the day. Allison in Delaware. What's going on, Allison?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Allison.
You started off exactly right, Boomer. Joe Shane needs to take way more heat for this team. This is a guy who's got three drafts now. I don't want to hear Dave Gettleman anymore. The first draft he had in 22, he's got two top 10 picks who are both busts. Absolute bust. Evan Neal can't even get on the field. And when Thibodeau gets on the field, he's invisible. You've got top 10. You've got also a second-round draft pick and a third-round draft pick and wide receivers in Wandell Robinson and Jalin Hyatt. Again, invisible. This team is devoid of talent on both sides of the ball. If you look at the last three drafts, they're horrific. They're bottom third at best from a drafting position. Joe Shane needs to take way, way more heat in regards to this mess that's on the field. I'm not even going to touch Daniel Jones. He's bad. He's awful. That's what you guys are going to take today. But let's be real. Let's be real. Joe Shane, you put this team together. Not to mention how embarrassing you made the organization look during Hard Knocks.
Sorry. I'll agree with everything you said, Allison, about the embarrassing with the organization at Hard Knocks. I don't think that they...
I'll tell you, Allison knew her stuff, man.
Yeah, she sounded like Diana Russini. They had the same, like...
maybe it was
tone. Maybe she was... It could have been. But Allison definitely did know her stuff for sure. So, yeah, there is not a person that can escape this morning with the Giants. There's just not.
Well, I will say this, that Kayvon Thibodeau got off to a slow start last year.
He did.
I do remember talking about him and how, you know, let's give him a chance. Let's let him figure it out. And he finished strong.
He
but
did.
It was in a meaningless season.
Which this could be very quickly turning into again.
Yes.
This year. So that's why this is, I mean, and we've talked about the Giants' schedule.
And I wonder how they honestly feel about Brian Burns after seeing him up close and personal.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't.
Sometimes you get a guy that has a reputation who's, and Brian has a great reputation, by the way. And I told you that my buddy who did coach the Carolina Panthers there, Frank Reich, loved Brian. He thought Brian was a great player for the locker room, was a great player in the field, and always had this relentless motor. So hopefully that's going to come to the forefront relatively soon.
All right. So they have to win this game against the Commanders. Now, I know the Browns, as Jerry pointed out, look like horse ass. But still, the Cowboys are a very good team. That Browns defense should be a hell of a lot better than they were yesterday. The Giants going into Cleveland is not a good spot for them. It's just not. So you got that.
Yeah.
Then you host the Cowboys. You know you're going to lose that game.
Ooh, that's an 8:15 game, too. Is that a Thursday night game?
I don't know. It's either Monday, Thursday, or Sunday.
Just Google it.
I can tell you that much. That game is September 26th. So, yeah, it's a Thursday. That's a Thursday night.
That's a prime game. Prime video.
Yeah. And then you go to Seattle after that. Then you host the Bengals.
Do you have YouTube TV?
I do.
How'd it go?
This is the first time that I purchased the Sunday ticket through YouTube, and I loved it.
You did?
Absolutely loved it. And obviously,
the interface was good. Everything was fine.
Yes, and obviously it's expensive, and it's a nut for NFL fans.
But we need it. We have to have it. It's for our job.
Well, yeah, especially yeah. So
I think they should pay for it. We should get Odyssey to pay for it.
Well, I didn't get it last year because I was like,
but why isn't Odyssey paying for it? That should be like required. Like we should have every app and everything paid for.
I'll tell you
what. We're a sports station. We're sports guys. I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure most people that work for sports stations and are sports guys have that at their fingertips.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what they would say, what management would say.
Yeah.
Like, listen, it's 2024. You can get the Jets and Giants locally no matter what. And you can get highlights for these other games very, very easily.
You know,
we don't feel like we need to pay for you. It's a luxury for you guys.
A sales dinner. At least they could do is pay me $349 for, like, you know, YouTube TV.
You still doing that sales dinner, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want anybody, like, to get all broken up about it.
All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Just another day and another 24-hour day.
That's right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
You know, can I just say one thing? Quality control around here lately is going by the wayside. Al and I just had a discussion about one of the reads that I had, and we're going to get that straightened out. And this thing with Evan.
Yeah, Jamie Ertl and Akbar Bayabiamia.
You know, he said, I guess somebody tattled on him that he called me a 70-year-old or something on Friday. I don't know what TK, I'm not sure what context that was used in.
Okay.
And I posted back on X to the person who told on him. I said, he's a dweeb. Don't worry about it. But you got to get this thing fixed.
I know. I mean, it is egregious at this point. And we sent an email out. We talked about it on the air. I mean, Jamie Ertl and Akbar Bayabiamia.
I would also think if I was Evan, I'd fixed. That's his voice on it.
Doesn't seem to care. I guess Does not seem to care.
Must be all wrapped up in the Mets right now and just completely distracted.
He did do a Rico Bronya last night during football season. Yes, he did.
Sure he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. Giants lost to the Vikings 28-6. Daniel Jones, couple of interceptions, one return for a touchdown, then had won the fourth quarter when it was already 28-6. Here was Sam Darnold, though. Darnold started 12 for 12. He finished 19 for 24, 208 yards, two touchdowns. We know he was drafted by the Jets, so very familiar with the building.
Obviously, it's great to be back. It's been a while since I played here. I played here my first year in Carolina coming back. That was the last time I played here, but yeah, it's always good to get back in MetLife.
And of course,
how about the fact that both he and Baker Mayfield were on that Carolina team together, and both of them started out the season, obviously, at starting quarterbacks of their respective teams, and both won.
They sure did.
Bryce Young was.
And Bryce Young just got basically steamrolled.
Yes. Yeah.
been 47-10 by the Saints. Here was Justin Jefferson. He had 4 catches for 59 yards and a touchdown. If you're a quarterback, I imagine you love hearing this, and that would be Darnold having confidence in him.
I was doubled during that play, and him throwing it to a spot and me going to get it, that's going to happen majority of the time during the season. He got to understand, even when I'm doubled, I'm still open.
That's right.
I love that.
Darnold is taking him to the playoffs.
Yeah. There was even a couple of plays yesterday where Neighbors is on the outside, one-on-one coverage, and I'm watching the TV. I'm just take 2 steps and throw it his way. Whatever happens, throw it his way. Let him make a play. And he didn't do that. Here was Brian Daboll, his message to the team after this latest disaster.
I thought they did good effort. I thought the defense played hard. You know, we gave up a pick six down there, and but there's a lot of things to clean up. So, again, I got to do a better job all the way around, and that's what I'll
about
do.
About nine penalties for 100
right,
yards.
Right, so that's a big problem. And, you know, in that 99-yard drive, there were a couple penalties that were huge. And, you know, so they gave up 21 points on defense. And you had a turnover in the red zone by Daniel Jones, and you had the pick six by Daniel Jones. That's why he's saying what he's saying about the defense. But if you look at the way that Sam Darnold started this game, and how effective he was, they still held him to 312 yards. The thing that was a little bit concerning for me was the running ability for the Vikings. Felt like they ran the ball effectively.
Aaron Jones almost 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was physical, but it was I thought it was effective, especially in the second half.
It's been a rough going for the Giants fan, as you can imagine, noted on this podcast by Mike Francesa.
You were handed an absolute disgraceful, embarrassing performance of epic proportions. A non-competitive piece of garbage.
I call it horse ass.
Yeah, right. I was just, you took the words right out of my mouth. And this, folks, this year is absolute horse ass. We've all seen it before from the Giants. Yeah. And this was it. You saw it. You went to the game. You went to MetLife. You saw those 100 players and the uniforms. And then you sat down and you were fed horse ass for 4 quarters.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of that, McMonagle was talking about cooking the pork butt at 6 a.m. With the slow cooker.
Yeah.
That's how I don't eat brisket or any of that stuff. That's what he's calling it. Pork butt. Is that what it is?
I mean, yeah, you can smoke pork butt.
I don't know if you can or you can't.
Pork shoulder, pork butt. Yeah, certainly.
So
you could.
People eat that, huh?
Yeah.
There are people.
What do you think ham is, man?
There are people eating
is
seagulls.
That true? That's pig butt?
Yeah.
There are people eating seagulls and ducks right now.
Where?
What? Here and other places.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, in other parts of the world, they eat all sorts of things.
No, in this part of the world.
In this
now.
Okay.
Now.
Wait, you're saying like the... Wait, tell me what's going on. I don't know. I missed this one. You know, you're...
This is a shot at Democrats in some way. Just know that.
Just watch your cats and dogs, folks.
Oh, I saw this.
Yes.
I did see this.
Well, yeah. Can somebody tell me what it is?
I'll tell you what the post was. I don't know where it was from. I don't think it was New York. Was it New York?
There was a place in Ohio, Springfield, Ohio, actually.
Where they are claiming that people moved in and they got the neighbor's cat and hung it and barbecued it. And they're telling people to watch your dogs and cats in the area. Is that fair to say? Yeah, is that what the post was?
Yeah, I also saw somebody trying to take some sort of waterfowl. Out of one of the beaches over there in the Rockaways, I believe.
I don't know.
A woman coming to save the bird.
I'm so confused.
You didn't see this either, huh? Well, anyway, there you go.
Giants in Washington on Sunday after that wonderful performance yesterday. Sunday Night Football, the Lions beat the Rams in overtime 26-20. I'll just give you one here. It was David Montgomery, the game-winning one-yard touchdown run in OT. Here was Sean McVay, just didn't get it done.
We came in here with an aggressive mindset and mentality. Didn't feel like you could settle for field goals. That's why we came up short the last time.
And then ultimately, a couple of those situations is inevitably what ended up leading to us probably not finishing it out tonight.
Yeah, had some trouble in the red zone while Montgomery goes in the red zone, and Detroit up to a good start with that victory. Haven't heard from the Steelers. I heard you guys mention that wonderful game in Atlanta yesterday, 18-10, six field goals for Mike Tomlin. But as he says, it is a win.
You know, you start this season, man, on the road, man. It's 32 teams start this thing undefeated. And it's just good to get your first one on the road. Half this league is obviously not going to be winners this week, and to get on the road and get out of the gate with a W is something that I respect.
Yeah, they'd be losers the other 16. Yeah. Justin Fields, by the way, did start this game.
Half the teams in this league going to be horse butt, horse ass, and luckily we're not one of them. I mean, in some places they're going to be hanging up their neighbor's cats and barbecuing them and eating waterfowl. But not us. We will not be horse ass this particular week down here in Atlanta.
Oh, boy.
That is great.
So, yeah, they win over the Falcons. This was interesting from ESPN, their pregame show. I don't know. So I guess they were trying to have the conversation about quarterback controversies and what it's like in the quarterback room. And they were talking about Brady and Bledsoe and Romo. So they sit down Drew Bledsoe for this.
Oh, yeah.
And here was Bledsoe's opinion, take, whatever you want to call it.
In Dallas, Parcells made the decision to yank me at halftime of a game and throw Romo in there. Really didn't agree with that one. If you're watching this, Romo, you know this is true. The minute that he became the starter, he became pretty big in his own mind. And he was no longer the curious and inquisitive guy. Where that was the difference between him and Tommy. Tommy became the starter. He still was asking all the questions, where all of a sudden Romo was the guy that had all the answers.
Wow. And he still calls Tom Brady Tommy.
Like Tommy, yeah.
I guess they all do, right? Doesn't like Kraft call him Tommy and Bill Belichick call him Tommy and...
They might. Yeah, I guess it's possible.
I mean, I did not. I've never heard that. Didn't
expect
that.
Bledsoe wants to call him horse ass.
Yeah, right.
Not a big fan, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And watching it was very interesting. Speaking of Tommy,
yes.
Would you like to hear some of Tommy from yesterday with Kevin Burkhardt? Here is how they open things in Cleveland on Fox.
He's Tom Brady, and I'm Kevin Burkhardt, and you're a broadcaster. How about that?
We're here. It's been quite a journey, but I love being your partner.
And then, and that's when they kissed. It was right then, if people wanted to know at what point in the broadcast, it was that moment. Yeah. So, got everybody off to it. It was a crazy start.
Isn't that how we started?
Yes.
I think we kind of started that way.
Yeah.
I don't think they kissed, but I did see a lot of people commenting.
So, I'm Boomer, he's Gio, and now we're partners.
Yes. The shoe polish in his hair.
All right. Yeah.
That was out there. And then talking style in the booth.
I wasn't sure with you coming in the booth. I made sure I did my hair real nice. I figured there'd be some more on cameras with you here today. You know, just a hunch.
Hey, with just more we could do up here to provide the fan experience. I do what they tell me. Understand that. I'm still a rookie in here.
All right, so take you to the end of the second quarter. I found someone that was not very impressed with Brady. Well, aside from everybody on social media. Scott Hansen, who's going to be a free agent, was feeling himself a little bit. So, to set it up, Brandon Aubrey hits a 66-yard field goal right before halftime. The officials wave it off, say there was a delay game. Mike McCarthy is losing his mind because they never reset the play clock and thought it went too quick.
I thought he was going to kick a 71-yarder.
So, they back him up, and they're lining up for a 71-yard field goal, and here's how it sounded.
71?
This is crazy. Yeah.
Well, they got to cover. If it doesn't go in...
This is a 71-yard attempt. And now the Browns will call timeout.
Maybe everyone's going to rethink this one.
71 yards.
Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth.
So people, like, that was on Red Zone, whereas people started
I bet you if this was to either tie or win the game at the end of the game, they would have attempted it.
Probably, yeah, I think so.
But because this is the end of the first half. And
he rethought it.
You know, by the way, the 66-yarder made it by at least 5 yards.
Oh, he had 5 yards. Oh, I agree.
I think they said, somebody said that he would have made it from 72.
It wouldn't shock me.
That kid's unbelievable.
Phenomenal. Yes, he's very
good.
What
a weapon.
He is that. You get to the 50-yard line, you feel like you got points on the board. That is true. Jets in San Francisco tonight to take on the 49ers. The Cubs beat the Yankees 2-1. Gerrit Cole Allowed two unearned runs.
His best friend.
Yes, he did. Jameson Taillon, six innings for the win, and there was the error by Gleyber Torres that really helped out Chicago in the first inning, but the Yankees couldn't score the rest of the way other than the one run. The Yankees Royals tonight, they lead Baltimore by a half game for first place. The O's lost in Tampa, or rather to Tampa, 2-0. And the Mets had their nine-game winning streak come to an end, losing to the Reds 3-1. Santiago Espinal snapped a 1-1 tie. Two-run double off Phil Maton in the ninth. Luis Severino, 6 2/3, gets nothing for it. Mets and Toronto tonight, they're tied with Atlanta for the third wild card spot. And the Dodgers went over the Guardians. Shohei Ohtani hit his 46th home run of the season, and Yannick Sinner won the U.S. Open.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Odyssey's 11th annual Weekend Survive returns to Prudential Center in Newark on September 28th, featuring performances by Justin Timberlake, Benson Boone, Khalid, New Kids on the Block, Tate McRae, and Isabel La Rosa. To buy tickets, visit Ticketmaster. And for more information, visit WeCanSurvive.com. As a part of Odyssey's I Am Listening initiative, We Can Survive is a concert supporting mental health awareness, where a portion of proceeds will be donated to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. All right, so someone sent me a post on X that said, you know, you guys still haven't mentioned how it was extra embarrassing because Saquon Barkley had three touchdowns on Friday night for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the way I look at this is that Saquon Barkley was here for many years, and the team stunk.
6 years, right?
When he was here. Yeah. Team stunk when he was here. And on top of that, Saquon Barkley playing in the game yesterday wouldn't have helped the Giants very much at all. Now, Saquon Barkley on the Eagles with a better offense and just better everything, weapons around him. Yeah, he had three touchdowns. Team looked good, fine. But
that's what happens when you have two world-class wide receivers, a world-class tight end, and a quarterback that can get you the ball.
Yeah, so letting Saquon Barkley go was the right thing to do. So that's why I didn't participate in this. And it was even worse because Saquon Barkley had three touchdowns for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it sucks that he remained in the division, but hanging on to him was not the right thing to do. Now, as far as all the other things you want to criticize Joe Shane and Giants management for, go for it. Go for it. Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, signing Daniel Jones, all of the many, many things that you could, Evan Neal, you can go on and on and on. But as far as keeping Saquon, here's the one thing I'd say, because we talked about this for the longest time. Trade him last year. Trade him at the trade deadline last year. That's the one thing you could have done. And then
they probably would have, then they would have gotten something significant back for him,
or at least something, which of course they didn't get much.
But I will say that he played 74 games for the Giants and had one game with three touchdowns. He's played one game for the Philadelphia Eagles and has had three touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
And you know, he's a good player. The question is, can he make it through 17 games? He'll be utilized. I think he touched the ball 25 times in that game.
Okay.
I think it was, but, you know, he made this great catch out of the backfield, but Jalen Hurts put it right on him, and it's a touchdown. I mean, and that really comes down to the play call, the play design, and the quarterback standing in there and knowing where to throw it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and the time is ticking for his next high ankle sprain too, by the way.
And I know, and you got to know as great a guy as he is, that contract that Daniel Jones signed had to irk the crap out of him.
Yeah, I mean, they're close, but in business terms, of course. All right, let's go to Ed in Brooklyn. What's going on, Ed?
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Ed. What's up?
That caller earlier who passed on Carl Banks' comments, mm-hmm. I want to thank him. I was unaware of that, and I love Carl Banks' frankness, especially because he's in-house. But something's been eating at me since last night, and I'd like you to help me wrap my head around it. O'Connell, the Vikings coach, on network cameras in the locker room after the game, he congratulated his team, and he said, we were better prepared, and we were better conditioned. Now, could you help me wrap my head around the substance of that observation? And two, what's the etiquette between NFL coaches about saying that on network camera?
Yeah, I think this is one of the reasons why they want the camera in the locker rooms after the game, is to catch the raw emotion from the winning team and the coaches. And the coaches end up saying things that sometimes they're going to look back and they're going to regret saying it. But he also has been saying to his team, I'm assuming, throughout training camp, that, you know, we have to work hard. You know, not many people think we're going to be very good. They got us picked fourth in the division. And in order for us to beat the teams that we're going to be playing, we have to get into better condition. This is why I'm working you hard. These are all the reasons, you know, he would say what he said after the game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and Kevin O'Connell is not one of these guys that's rocking the boat. I mean, he's a very sort of straight line type of guy. He's got so much respect for everybody. I think he's a really good offensive coach, but he's not like Greg Williams or Jerry Glanville or one of these guys who's going to be crapping on the opposing team. What you said is exactly right. I can guarantee you that his theme during training camp was, if we want to win, we got to be better conditioned and we got to be better prepared than our opponents.
And by the way, the other 31 other coaches are saying the same thing.
Yeah. So he was just saying that, like, hey, you trusted me in some of those long days and some of those longer practices and the film sessions that you were bitching about. You know, it worked.
It's like Gerard Mayo up in New England. Same thing.
It at least worked for 1 week.
Right, exactly. And by the way, the players' reaction to Mayo after the game yesterday was amazing. Because they got the toxicity of the Bill Belichick final 3 years out of there.
That was a ding-dong, the witch is dead moment, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, the question is can they sustain it? And most likely not. Their offense is not very good. And they won by getting two turnovers, not turning the ball over, and Ramondre Stevenson running for over 120 yards and not fumbling the ball and eating up 40 minutes of the clock.
Let's go to Lawrence at Oklahoma City. What's going on, Lawrence?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm still sick to my stomach from yesterday. I'm not going to, like, overanalyze Daniel Jones because he's not going to be a part of this team next year. But where was the defense yesterday? Like what's this defensive coordinator doing? You got Brian Burns and Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence, and you're not running blitzes like crazy? Like, what? You don't have a secondary, buddy. You can't rely on coverage. You need to get after the quarterback. We're not going to win any games with a terrible quarterback, but we're certainly not going to win any games with that secondary. That secondary is the worst it's been in 5 years. We're going to win three games. And why are they paying Drew Lock $5 million when they could have spent the money on Saquon? This team is making me sick.
You might get that answer of why they're paying Drew Lock $5 million like in 2 days. Because he might be named the starting quarterback. And the reason why they had to pay him that much is he's one of the better backups on paper in the league because of the experience.
Didn't they trade for him? And they accepted his contract, I thought. I don't know.
I forget. Not. But anyway.
But I will say this. He named three guys. Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, and Dexter Lawrence. Those three guys are the reasons that you don't have to blitz.
Yeah, and that's
supposedly.
Right, and that's what I said on Friday. If you go back to the pick segment, I said, if the Giants are going to win, it has to be those three guys and getting after Sam Darnold. In the beginning of the game, when Dexter Lawrence just dominated and sacked Sam and then did that fat guy dance that he did, I was like, we are in for a long day here if you're Sam Darnold in the Vikings offense. And then it just, that was it.
By the way, the defense gave up 21 points, which is a reasonable number considering their weaknesses, their secondary.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give up like 550 yards. They obviously got a turnover, got the sack. I just think that, there's no offense to speak of. And I'm an offensive player, so I see it through the lens of a quarterback and an offense. And when the offense puts up 6 points against a team that not many people think is going to be a top-flight defense, you got a major problem, especially with all that went into building the new offense. Now, I will also say this, and this is the only caveat that I have in regards to what I saw yesterday. There are a number of new offensive players on the field for the Giants. They didn't play in any games whatsoever. Maybe for about 10 minutes or 10 plays they play together. So there is going to be an adjustment time. But if Daniel Jones is going to turn the ball over and do what he did yesterday, that adjustment time is going to be very, very short. When it comes to the coach, because the coach now knows that his ass is on the line.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.